Good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing, Bernice?
It's Hannah.
Well, boy, am I tired. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
Hannah, you're the only one present.
Okay.
So I'm going to stay on and hopefully somebody else will come.
Okay.
I hope you've got a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I did. Most of the time, I wake up for a couple of hours, and lately I've been doing housework during that time because I can't seem to get everything done during the day.
Understood.
Frangela?
Good morning.
Morning.
So the handout can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link, which is
I'm
underneath
going
the It's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem web page or in the mobile devices at the bottom of the page. And scroll down to where you see the Psalms landing page. And that is where we will begin. Once you have this Psalms landing page, scroll down to Psalm 40, Tehillim 40. I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kutshabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchinu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchinu, Leachta, Lashem, Yudhe, Babavhe, Be Yehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino, Amadunai Eloheinu, Alena Maaseya, Deinu Kananeh, Alena Maaseya, Deinu Kananehu. Tehillim 40. Rabbi Sutton has not yet completed his translation of Psalm 40. We will use another translation connected to the link below. The psalmist speaks of the numerous wonders that God wrought for the children of Israel, asking, "Who can articulate his might?" I would relate and speak of them, but they are too numerous to recount. He created the world and split the sea for the sake of Israel. Yet he desires no sacrifices, only that we listen to his voice. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying Psalm 40. The first word is Le David, and please refer to the Introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF file for additional information and clarity. There are 18 verses in Psalm 14, and we all know that 18 is the gematria of the Hebrew word chai, which translates as life. If you click on the link, you will be taken to the Mahon Mamre website, where you can scroll down to chapter 40. You're actually being taken to the Mahon Mamre website for the Psalms. And I will start with the first verse. Lam natseach le David mizmor. For the leader, a psalm of David. This is an unusual song in that all three words are present. The second verse. Kawo kawiti Adonai Yohewahe Vayet Elai Vayishma Shavati. I waited patiently for Hashem, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. There are seven words connecting to the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut, the lower seven Sephirot. Twenty-eight letters connects to the word koach, meaning strength or power. The third verse. He brought me up also out of the tumultuous pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings. I should read that in Hebrew first. Vaya'aleni mibor sha'on mitit hayawen Vayakem al sela raglai konen ashurai. Eleven words that connects to all of creation, the ten Sephirot, and the negative system. Also connects to the 11 components of the Ketoret, which draws us closer to Hashem. The fourth verse. Vayiten b'fi shir hadash tehillah le'Eloheinu. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto Hashem. Many shall see and fear, and shall trust in Hashem. Eleven words again. The fifth verse. Happy is the man that has made Hashem his trust, and has not turned unto the arrogant, nor unto such as fall away treacherously. Ashrei ha-gever asher sam Hashem miftacho Velo nafana el rahabim v'sate kazav. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. The sixth verse. Rabot asita Ata Adonai Yohewahe Elohai Niflo Techa umachshavotecha eleinu ein aruch elecha agida wadabera atmu misaper. Many things hast thou done, Hashem, my God. Even thy wonderful works and thy thoughts toward us, there is none to be compared unto you. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be told. Fifteen words connecting to the Yud and the He of Hashem's name. Sixty-eight letters, which connects to the Hebrew word Chaim, which is the plural of Chai. It means the plural of life or lives. The seventh verse. Zevahu mincha lo chapatzta aznayim. Karita li ola wahata lo sha'alta. Sacrifice and meal offering thou hast no delight in. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Eleven words indicating the ten sephirot and the negative system. Letters connecting to the letter Mem, gematria of which is 40. And the Mem created water, created the manifestation of chesed, of loving kindness. Here you have a verse that's telling you that Hashem no longer requires or even desires the burnt offering or the sin offering. There's no reason to bring these offerings. He is only looking forward to the peace offerings. The eighth verse. Az amarti hine vati bimgilat sefer katuv alai. Then said I, lo, I am come with the roll of a book which is prescribed for me. Eight words connecting to Bina. Twelve 29 letters, which connects to the month of Av through the two letters that we utilize to make the connection and cleanse and help shield the overall energy of the month of Av, because the Av represents the Father, representing Chachma in its fully complete structure of Partsuf of 10 Sefirot. So you see, you have Bina and Chachma in unity. The ninth verse. La so ritzon ha Elohai hafatzti b'toracha b'toch me'ai. I delight to do thy will, Hashem. Yea, thy law is in my inmost parts. Seven words connecting to the lower Sefirot. The tenth verse. Basarti tzedek b'kahal rav, hine shafatai lo echla Hashem ata yedata. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I did not refrain my lips. Hashem, thou knowest. Eleven words connecting to all of creation, the negative system and the ten Sefirot. The 11th verse. Tzidkatcha lo kisiti betoch libi emunatcha utshuatcha amarti lo kichati chasdecha v'amitcha lekahal rav. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy mercy and thy truth from the great congregation. Thirteen words connecting to the full context of unity. Letters. I do not have something off the top of my head that connects to the number 59, so I will look it up. The number 59. It's the word goyim has a gematria of 59. Goyim means nations or stranger or convert. And this is a hint to all of the Sephirot that are really listed. When you read the translation, you can count them. Righteousness is a Sephirah of Yesod. Faithfulness, salvation, mercy, truth. Five different Sephirot are mentioned. And this is the hint that we receive from the number 59. The 12th verse. Ata Hashem lo tikla rachamecha mineni hazdecha wa amita. Tamid Yitzruni. Thou Hashem, will not withhold thy compassions from me. Let thy mercy and thy truth continually preserve me. The reason that mercy and truth are mentioned more than once together throughout the Psalms is that mercy represents chesed, the highest of the seven lower sephirot, and truth represents yesod. And in order for whatever comes through chesed, in order to get that energy into the physical world, it has to flow through yesod. And this is why truth and mercy are being spoken of together. The 13th verse. Ki afu alai ra'ot adein mispar. For innumerable evils have compassed me about, mine iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed me. And I did not complete verse 13, which I will do now in the Hebrew. He siguni avotai velo yakolti lirot atmu mishasarot roshi veli biazavani. Seventeen words connecting to goodness. The 14th verse. My computer is jumping. Get it back squared away in a second. Ritze Adonai Yohewahe Lehatzileni Hashem li'ezrati husha Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Six words connecting to Zeran Pim. Twenty-eight words connecting to Koach, strength and power. The 15th verse. Yevo shaul vayach peru yachad mevakshe nafshi lispota yisogu achor vayikalnu chafetze rati. Let them be ashamed and abashed together that seek after my soul to sweep it away. For them he turned backward and brought to confusion that delight in my hurt. Eleven words. The 16th verse. Yasmu al ekev bashtam haomrim li ha'each he'ach. Let them be appalled by reason of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. That English translation is a little corrupted because the last word is he'ach, meaning the brothers or the brother, but it's said twice, showing emphasis, but also showing the gematria together is 14, which is the gematria of our hand, and the two hands in this case would be 28, connecting to power and strength. Verse 17. Yasisu vishmehu becha. Kol mevakshecha yomru tamid yigdal Hashem ohavei heshuat hacha. Eleven words. Number of verses with 11 words. The 48 connects to the 48 paths are the 48 types of Torah, the 48 ways to acquire the Torah. The English translation, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord is magnified. The 18th verse. Vani ani ve'evyon Adonai yachashav li Ezrati umpalti Ata Elohai Al Teachar. But as for me, that am poor and needy, the Lord will account it unto me. Thou art my help and my deliverer, my Hashem, tarry not. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm going to now read the Hebrew in sequence. This is a very esoteric psalm. It really takes a lot of analysis on each verse, much more so than just the counting of the words and the letters. One would need to do the beginning letters and the ending letters, and even maybe some other aspects. Lam natseach le David mizmor kawul kel kiwiti. Hashem vayet elai vayishma shavati vayaleini mibor shaon mitit chayawin vayakem al sela raglai konen nashurai. Vayiten b'fi shir chadash tehila l'Eloheinu. Yiru rabim vayirau vayivtechu v'Hashem ashrei hagever Asher sam Hashem mivtacho v'lo fana el rachabim v'satek yozav rabot asita ata Hashem Elohai nifliotecha. Umach shevotecha eleinu ein aroch elecha agida v'adabera atzmo b'saper. Zevachu mincha lo chafatzta az nayin karita li ola wachata lo shalta az amarti hine vati bim gilat sefer כתוב עלי לעשות רצונך אלוהי. חפצתי בתורתך בתוך מעי. בשרתי צדק בקהל רב, הנה שפתי לא אכלה. Hashem ata yadata Sidkatcha lo kisiti Betoch libi emunatcha utshuvatcha Amarti lo chaychati I have returned. Sorry for the disconnected. I'm starting at verse 12. Ata Hashem lo tikla rachamecha mimeni hazdecha ve'amitcha tamid yaitzruni. Ki afu alai ra'ot ad ein mispar. Ki sigugni avonotai velo yakolti lirot atmu misarurot. Roshi velibi azavani. Vete Hashem b'chatzileni, Hashem li ezrati husha. Yevo shuv ayach peru yachad mibakshe, nafshi lispota. Yisogu achor v'yikalnu. Chafetze ra'ati yasmo alekev bastam haomrim li he'ach he'ach yasisu v'yismechu b'cha ko mevakshecha yomru tamid Yigdal Hashem Mohavei Teshuatecha. Wani Ani Ve'ev Yon Adonai Yachashavli. Ezarati Umpalti Yata Elohai Altiachar. We've completed Psalm 40 in a very limited way. And I hope you delve into each of these verses in more detail at some time. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Sabbath, and we'll have a Zohar class tomorrow evening, Motzi Shabbat, starting at 7 o'clock West Coast time. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.